Well, a gal who probably knows more about rhubarb art than anybody you're going to meet this week, Annie Dugan, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. I love the idea of rhubarb gear. I'm not sure if that means like extra long arm machines to pick it or... I don't know what that would be.
Well, and is it, you know, I mean, is it like little stakes that hold for the rhubarb to hold their leaves up?
Oh, maybe so.
Is it gear
like,
for rhubarb?
Like fancy shirt for them to wear. Who
it
knows?
Could be.
But everyone likes good cotton.
I need a really good rhubarb coffee mug. That's what I need. Yeah.
I don't know if what rhubarb coffee would taste like.
That I don't know, but I have enough that I could experiment with it.
Yeah. Well, you try. You
okay.
Have until the end of the month,
and then I'll report back.
Okay. Good.
So, what's up in the art world?
We've got a great week of art, of course, as always, because we live in a great place for art. This Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute is an opening for Tim White's photography exhibition, In and Out of Context, and this is a photo show based off a book that he did with the same title. It's 21 photographs. Paired with 21 writers from the Northland, and the most of the pieces are the writing pieces are short excerpts. They're you know, maybe a line or two to give you a sense of the area, a sense of sort of larger human context, what it means to be a person in the world, living. And the photos too are sort of feel like similar excerpts. You know, you have a close up of a intimate partner, or you have a little bit of a dried flower, sort of these glances that you get as you're turning your head and you sort of, you know, have this peripheral feeling. They're really wonderful pieces, and they're not necessarily, you know, paired. They're not illustrations of these writers. I think that they're in wonderful partnership with the words. And what I'm really excited about is that Tim White, the artist, has done a whole series of programs in partnership with the exhibition. I think he, as an artist, really represents this idea of what it means to be a artist doing public work as well, and doing public engagement work. So there is, later in the month, there'll be a 21 poets for 21 seconds each in the exhibition. There'll be a day-long workshop of ephemeral poetry. So what does it mean to write something and then let it go off into the world? You know, can you make poetry out of food and then eat it? Can you write a poem in the sand and then let the water wash it away? This idea of creating something and then letting it go, which I think is just going to be fabulous. So it opens this Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Duluth Art Institute. In partnership with that, I think this is a hysterical partnership, is also because the show, Tim White's show, is very much sort of the northern Minnesota, I don't want to say ennui, but there's this certain longing and sort of subduedness to it all. And then it's paired with the Duluth Art Institute big art night out, which is a celebration of our membership. And there'll be bouncy houses, cakewalk, this sort of over-the-top exuberance. So it's going to be this great, bizarre, funny pairing. There'll be Mrs. Delicious, who sells fabulous ice cream. Mary Plaster, who's an amazing artist in town, is doing a lot of really great work with the Monarchs. And she's going to have her larger-than-life milkweed pod there and some Monarch-themed art-making projects. So it's just going to be a really fun celebration of the Duluth Art Institute members and what keeps the arts going in our community. Then Friday at ICO, the American Indian Community Housing Organization, Laura Youngbird and Leah Yellowbird, I love the pairing of names, are both having a show. Leah Yellowbird is a local artist who does really just amazing, it looks like beadwork from afar, but it's she uses paint and applies it as if it is beadwork. So these beautiful beadwork patterns. And it's not just two-dimensional canvases that she works on. She works on animal heads. She works on bags, purses. It's the beadwork becomes three-dimensional and lives in our three-dimensional world. It's really quite wonderful. And then Laura Youngbird is an artist and educator. She's at the Plains Museum in Fargo, and she works in mixed media. She works in sculpture and ceramics. She really works in about everything, but it's this really interesting pairing because her work is much more, it's neutral tones, it's very subdued, it has this, a lot of times she's working in patterns and of seamstress patterns, you know, so these dressmaking patterns that she incorporates in her work. And then Leo Yellowbird, the colors are just poppy. I mean, the beadworks just pop out. So it's going to be a really fun pairing of Leah Yellowbird and Laura Youngbird at ICO. And as a bonus, Jake Vigneault, who is just a phenomenal musician, is going to be there to provide music. So it's a great week of art, as always, Lisa.
It is indeed, my dear, and we'll talk, if we have any energy left, we'll talk again next week.
All right, take care.
Thanks so much. Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays right here on Northland Morning.